Good morning. This is Dina Marie checking in with a Morning Blend interview for Mater Dei Radio. Making the leap from boyhood to manhood is the most important transition that a young man will take. His happiness, self-confidence, and future vocation depend on successfully navigating his teenage years. Fathers of these young men can either sit back as their sons stumble over their own mistakes, or they can lovingly share their experiences with their sons to help them build lives of purpose and meaning. For over 19 years, the latter was the mission for the Rite of Passage birthday weekend for all 13-year-old boys in the family of David Arms and eventually his son, Stephen Arms. With me today to discuss his family's Rite of Passage tradition and how it has blessed his family is Stephen Arms, the co-author, along with his father, David, in their first self-published book entitled Milestone to Manhood, A Christian Rite of Passage to Help Your 13-Year-Old Son Make the Leap from Boyhood to Manhood. Good morning, Stephen, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Dina Marie. It's an honor to be here.
Well, I was really excited. I always think it's interesting how the Holy Spirit connects us. And when I heard about your family and the efforts that you and your dad have done to put together this book, a real personal book, a book about your own family experience, something that has impacted a generation and now a new generation, I wanted to share it. And I hope that we can really encourage our listeners to join in. First of all, give us a little sense of your family background, just growing up and just maybe the Catholic presence and faith formation in your own home.
Sure. I grew up in a cradle Catholic family. I have three brothers and we would go to Mass every Sunday and have family breakfast after Mass. Really just everything you could ask for in a childhood. I have two amazing parents and continue to have an excellent relationship with them. Really, what we talk about in the book is a special weekend that occurred on my 13th birthday. And it was called a rite of passage, which is in other cultures, there are traditional rite of passage ceremonies, such as an Australian Aboriginal walkabout, or in the Jewish faith, there's the bar mitzvah. But my father and my grandfather noticed that there's not really an equivalent coming of age ceremony in modern Western society. So when I turned 13, they sought to create a Christian version of a rite of passage. And really the purpose of a Christian rite of passage is twofold. One, its purpose is to affirm a boy's masculine identity and to help him make that transition from boyhood to manhood. And two, it is meant to strengthen him in his Catholic faith and in his Christian identity so that as he enters into his teenage years, he has a foundation in his faith to support him, especially in those times of questioning and becoming an adult.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Stephen Arms, and the book is called Milestone to Manhood. And as you hear Stephen talking about that rite of passage, there is this milestone that we approach, but how do we approach it? And I love the subtitle, A Christian Rite of Passage to Help Your 13-Year-Old Son Make the Leap from Boyhood to Manhood. And Stephen, in the book, you and your dad included a quote, and I think it really is pretty powerful from Joseph Campbell. It says, "Boys everywhere have a need for rituals, making their passage to manhood. If society does not provide them, they will inevitably invent their own. Or maybe the society will basically form our boys." And I think just give us a sense of the men that you've been surrounded with in your own life. You've got three other brothers, so they're four boys growing up together. But I know the uncles and your grandfather had a huge impact. Maybe just a sense of what it was like to be in your family with the presence of those men in your family and how that impacted you and your brothers.
Sure. You know, growing up with three brothers, it was a lot of fun. You know, we played a lot of sports. We were always wrestling with one another, very competitive. And yeah, I would say that we all had excellent male role models in my life. First and foremost, my father, who's now an ordained deacon, but followed closely by my grandfather, who was really a North Star in my life and a huge role model for me.
Absolutely. And he's affectionately known as, is it Bobo?
Yes.
Give us a little sense of that. Cause when people start to read the book, I think it's so sweet. And for those Italian listeners out there, they'll get a sense real quickly of this is your maternal grandfather, right?
Correct. Yeah. So this was my mom's father, and he came up with the nickname Bobo for himself to try to get his grandkids to say his name before anyone else's. You know, he wanted us to say Bobo before we said mom or dad, and that never happened, but the nickname Bobo stuck. So yeah, we always affectionately called him Bobo in my family.
I love it. I love it. Well, give us a sense, Stephen. Okay, so you're getting close to your 13th birthday. And I know now the beautiful thing about the book is that it gives you kind of step-by-step of how your dad and grandfather and the male adults put this package together. But, you know, you're 13, you're getting told something's going to happen. You know, what kind of was your experience going back into that time that you knew something was happening, but you weren't quite sure what?
Sure. So I actually did not know that my rite of passage was going to occur. On my 13th birthday, my dad told me that we were going to go on a camping trip, just me and him. And, you know, as most 12-year-old boys are, I was kind of reluctant to go on that weekend camping trip with my dad. But it turns out that it was actually my rite of passage weekend, and he wanted to surprise me with a special weekend that wasn't just going to be my dad, but included my grandfather and my uncles as well.
Wow, that's awesome. And what a surprise that you had. I love the book. And again, we're talking about the book Milestone to Manhood. And there is a website that you and your dad designed, milestonetomanhood.com, so people can see the book, they can learn a little bit more about it. You've got a blog with, I think, some important information. And I think, you know, the one thing I want to ask you about, Stephen, is just, why is this so important? As you now are raising, you've got two kids right now, one boy. So you and your wife, Emily, are raising your own family. But this importance of looking at the milestone of a boy into a man, for you now starting to raise your own family, why do you see that this is an important thing to focus on?
I think it's important for two reasons. The first reason is what you were talking about in that quote that I include in the book. You know, if a boy is never told that he's a man at or around his 13th birthday, he will try to prove it to himself. And that could look like anything from violence, aggression, the sexual conquest of women, pornography, video games. All of these are just attempts from a boy to prove his manhood to himself and to others. So I would say that's one really good reason to hold a rite of passage for your son. And then the second reason is to pass down your Catholic faith from one generation to the next. You know, the number of young people who are leaving the church today is really an epidemic level. And this rite of passage tradition does an excellent job of fostering that relationship between father and son, so that as a boy enters into his teenage years and his 20s, he will have support in his faith and have good male role models and mentors to look up to in the faith and ask those deep questions like, what is the purpose of life? Why are we Catholic? What do we believe and why do we believe it? So having this rite of passage weekend really gives a foundation and a network of support of other men that can help him grow in his faith.
Right. Stephen Arms is with us. He is the co-writer of the book Milestone to Manhood, a Christian rite of passage to help your 13-year-old son make the leap from boyhood to manhood. Stephen, we're coming up to a break. I'd like you to hold on because I've got some more questions, particularly about the format of the book, because I think it's such a gift for our families who are listening today. So will you hold on the line with me until the end of the break?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Fantastic. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with my conversation with Stephen Arms. He's a co-author with his father, and he mentioned in the earlier program, who is now a a permanent deacon in his archdiocese, they decided to put together this beautiful book and share, which has blessed their family for close to 20 years now, Milestone to Manhood. Their website is milestonetomanhood.com, and people can get a hold of the book. Stephen, we talked a little bit earlier about just this dedication that your dad, your maternal grandfather had in really forming the boys in their lives and really sharing with them the importance of faith, the importance of their Catholic faith, particularly. I know this book that you've written is a little bit wider audience, really for men of particularly Christian faith background. I think any man could pick it up and really see value in how they're going to approach that changing of 12 to 13 for their son. But take us back to a couple of years ago when you and your dad were reminiscing about your rite of passage and you came up with the idea of writing this book. Give us a sense of your conversation with you and your dad.
Sure. The idea for the book came in November of 2020, in the middle of the pandemic. My parents were visiting for Thanksgiving, and we were talking about our family and our family traditions. And my dad said that he has always wanted to write a book about our rite of passage tradition. And now that the youngest grandchild in the family, my cousin Andrew, has turned 13, it was the right time for us to write this book, because we always wanted to keep these weekends a secret. So we never really talked about it in our family besides when the weekends actually occurred, because we wanted to keep it a secret for that next 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. But now that the last one has gone through the program, I think the Holy Spirit just kind of hit us on the head and told us, well, now that your family's done with this, now you need to share it with the rest of the world. So mm-hmm. That's really how this book got started and why we wrote it.
Yeah. Well, you break it up into a couple of parts, becoming a man of the family, part one. And then there's some great photos of your own rite of passage weekend, and then rituals and rites. And then I think what's beautiful is you've included some different aspects of the book to look at women, mothers, even single moms. You know, how do we incorporate this idea of this importance of a transition in our lives, manhood, boyhood to manhood, girlhood to womanhood, but also a focus of our faith? What did you really want to write about in terms of sharing your own experience? Maybe give us a sense of what your contribution is in really sharing your perspective in the rite of passage.
Yeah, you know, when we were talking about how we were going to write this book, I think we decided that stories really resonate with people. So it was important to us to include our family story in this. And instead of going through the weekend and saying exactly what it was, step one, two, and three, we decided, let's tell our story and I'll tell my story to give an audience a picture of what this weekend looks like. And then in the second part of the book, that's when we go into kind of the how-to guide for fathers who want to organize a rite of passage for their own son. Part two is really a step-by-step guide on how they can do that.
I love it. And, you know, I think that's the intimidating thing maybe for young fathers listening right now is, how would I start to do this? But you really line it out. I mean, step-by-step. You can't make the arrangements at the campsite, but you could do almost everything else. Give us a sense of what happened between you and your dad in those 2 years of you guys collaborating, working together. I mean, I just think that somehow this would help bond you just working on this project together.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of back and forth, a lot of editing, spontaneous phone calls of, oh, I got this great idea, and being so excited to share it with dad. But yeah, my relationship with him definitely strengthened through writing this book. Maybe that's another gift from this whole rite of passage tradition, has been just writing this book in itself.
Right. Stephen Arms is with us again. He lives in the Tigard area. I should have mentioned at St. Patrick Catholic Church in Portland. He and his wife attend, along with your wife's sister, her husband and family, her parents. So you've got a whole family that come together at St. Patrick's, which is so exciting. I know you mentioned me, Stephen, off the air that college was a time, and for most of us, it is a time where we have our independence, we can start, quote, thinking for ourselves, and we forget about what our parents said. Maybe we are reminded of the wisdom of our parents. But what happened for you in those college years of maybe having some questions about your faith, doubting your faith, and how did this rite of passage come back as a blessing?
So in college, you know, my freshman year, I was going to the Newman Center and going to Mass every Sunday, but it just felt so much different because I was raised going to church with my family. And all of a sudden, I didn't have my family there with me to go to Mass on Sunday. So I would say kind of my sophomore year of college, I started to drift away from my faith and wasn't going to Mass every Sunday. And I, you know, was involved with people. I met new people and I really started to question my Catholic faith and why I believe what I believe in. You know, like a lot of young people, college was the time where I started to ask those big questions like, what is the purpose of life and what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? At first, I was really afraid to bring those questions to my parents because I didn't know what they would think about me having questions about my faith or questioning my belief in God. So I was very nervous to bring those questions to them. But in college, I remembered my rite of passage weekend, which was held when I was 13 years old. So this was probably 5 or 6 years previously, but I remembered during my rite of passage, my dad and my grandfather both told me that if I ever needed to talk to them about anything, that their proverbial door was always open and that I could talk to them about anything without any judgment and that they wouldn't get mad at me. And so in college was really the first time that I put that promise to the test. And I went to my dad and I went to my grandfather and I told him straight up, I said, I'm having questions about my faith. I don't know if I believe in God anymore. And they approached the situation with so much grace and patience. You know, they never got mad at me. They were never condescending, but instead they really were able to share more about why they believe what they believe. And they weren't able to answer all of the questions that I had, but they were able to straighten me out in more than a few of them. And now I am practicing my faith. My wife and I got married in the church. Our kids are baptized. So, I mean, looking back on it, I don't know that I would be a practicing Catholic if it wasn't for this weekend and that relationship that I established with my dad and with my grandfather on that weekend.
That's awesome. I just think how many seeds were sown with you, with your brothers, with your cousins. And again, I think it sounds like the heart for you and your dad is, can we share those with others? Can we share this blessing? Because again, because those seeds were planted in your college years, you had the courage. You had a place to go. You didn't think, oh, they're never going to understand, but they already said, we will listen to you and we'll be here for you. And that's awesome. Milestone to Manhood is the website, milestonetomanhood.com. Stephen and his dad, now a permanent deacon in the church, Deacon David Arms, co-authors of the book. It's available through Amazon, which is pretty exciting. And you guys just went on, you just went on faith to say, you know what, we're going to put this book together. We'll self-publish it. I just congratulate you for that because it's something that I believe God wants to have out there for folks. And Stephen, as we come to a close, I just, you know, for people who are listening, whether they're fathers now or they have a father in their life, you know, what would you hope that, who do you hope would pick up the book and read it and hopefully incorporate something in their own life?
The book is primarily for fathers of a 10, 11, or 12-year-old boy. It's also valuable for grandfathers. If you have a grandson that's about to turn 13, you could definitely organize a rite of passage for them as well. And if you're a single mother, you could easily identify a man to hold a rite of passage for your son. So really the book is for anybody who has a boy about to turn 13.
I love it. And I think so much, it's all there. But there is also an invitation for people to dialogue with you and your dad, Stephen. I know on the website, you've got the blog, but just tell us a little bit about if people have questions for you. Hey, I want to start my first rite of passage weekend, how they can communicate with you and stay connected.
Yeah, we have a contact page on our website. And we also have an email address, which is milestonetomanhood@gmail.com.
Okay. And the website is milestonetomanhood.com. Stephen Arms with us, his dad, Deacon David Arms, co-writing this book together, just launched in the spring of this year. So we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to take it into Christian homes, into homes where people are really desiring to share their faith, particularly with their young men in their lives. So Stephen, I want to thank you so much for being with us today and wish you the best as you're raising your son and daughter. And we'll hope to hear some more success in the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dana Marie.